6:30 p.m. here on Thunder Country KIIC. Now let's go live down to Sheraton. Here's Jake Schroeder.
Andy's on his first broadcast tonight, so welcome, Andy. This is our first broadcast of the season of Charger basketball here on KIIC, so we're excited to be here tonight. We got a great matchup for you, a boys-girl doubleheader. First game just moments away from starting is the girls' game. We got Sheridan Chargers versus the visiting Knoxville Panthers tonight. Sheridan in their white home uniforms, Knoxville in their black road uniforms. Both teams doing pretty well to start the season. The season's just young. Sheridan's 2-2 right now. They're coming off a real close loss to Albia Friday night, a two-point loss, 47-45. So, you know, they're eager to rebound tonight. Sheridan coached by head coach Lee Sandy. Knoxville comes in with a really good record at 4-1. They've won three straight, including Oskaloosa Friday night. They had a real good showing, 49-31, so they take it to Oskaloosa. Knoxville is coached by Jim Udemark. So, pretty good matchup tonight here. I'm going to bring in my man, Andy, here. Andy, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. So, what's up to hearing here right now with the whole band? They're piping out some tunes for us.
It's pretty loud.
Do you want to go over some starting lineups for us here?
All right. We're going to start up here with the Knoxville Panthers. They got a young team starting junior, Meredith Cunningham, sophomore Ashley Hawkshead, junior Taylor Carter, sophomore Terry Chambers, and another sophomore, Ricky Hall. The team's only got two seniors, neither of them start. And Sheraton also has a very young team. Starting at forward will be Allison Showers, a senior. Another senior at guard, Emily Garrett Grismore. Maria Blonde is another guard, and she is a sophomore. Emma Foose, a senior. And Alexa Curran will be running point for the Chargers tonight.
Thanks, Andy. That's about a minute 45 from tip-off here, so we'll probably send it back for just a real quick break, and then we'll be right back with the tip-off of the girls' basketball game. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
For the ambitious builder and fixer on your Christmas list, your stocking stuffers are at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Stuff a stocking with the Milwaukee Hacksaw Cordless Reciprocating Saw or a Milwaukee Cordless Drill. And Mac has sturdy hand tools for building and mechanics. How about a safe ladder? Every household and contractor needs one of those. You'd better get a big stocking and fill it with power and hand tools. Fill your big stockings at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton.
Red Haw Realty's listing 1495 is a 720-acre farm that has a four-bedroom, ranch-style home, 450 tillable acres, and 260 acres of timber and pasture. It also includes grain bins capable of holding 86,000 bushel of grain. This property is located west of Albia and east of Sheraton. Check it out online, www.redhaw.com. Or call 641-774-4242. Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
Welcome back to the Charger Dome. Jake Schroeder along with Andy Kutzinger tonight. We are in Sheraton for the getting set for the girls matchup between the Knoxville Panthers, visiting Knoxville Panthers, and the hometown Sheraton Chargers. And boys' game just to follow, as we mentioned in a few minutes before the break. Sheraton with a record of 2-2 right now. Knoxville comes in at 4-1-0 and lost on the season. That's to a first game of the season. I'm sorry, second game of the season to Knoxville by only 1 point. So Knoxville,
I'll be
I cannot hear myself thinking here. Albia by 1 point. So Knoxville's having a real solid season. They're just finishing the starting lineups right now. We're almost set for tip. We'll see if they do a national anthem. And looks like we are getting set for the national anthem here. So we'll pause for just a moment for the national anthem. Our national anthem. Great job by Taya Spicer. I believe Taya is, I want to say, 10 years old. Great job by Taya. We are just about set for basketball here. Once again, Jake Schroeder alongside me, Andy Kretzinger. We got a girls matchup here to start. Boys to follow. Boys, both teams, Knoxville and Sheraton, are 2-2 on the season, so something's got to give there, Andy.
Yeah.
And I know Sheridan's coming off a tough loss Friday night to Albia in overtime with the boys, so I know they're looking to rebound, and sometimes it's nice to get right back on the court after a tough loss.
Yeah, it really is, and these girls were down 10 points to Albia at half, and they lost on a shot just inside the free throw line the other night, ended up losing by two, so it should be a good game if Albia beat Knoxville by one and us by two.
And we are set for tip-off. Allison Showers tipping for the Chargers and against Hawkshead for Knoxville. Knoxville controls the tip, and so they're going to set up in their half court. Knoxville running their half court offense. Looks like Sheraton might be in the zone here. Like 2-3 zone from Sheraton to start the game. As they have the first shot of the game in the corner. No good. Rebound. Hawkshead, no good. And Chavez for Sheraton comes up with it. Kern, point guard, brings it up for Sheraton. Alexis Kern over to Grismore, left side. Grismore back up to Chavez, top the key, over to Kern, right side. She lobs it in and throws it too high for Emma Foose, and it goes out of bounds. Knoxville basketball.
We're going to see a lot of that today. Sheraton likes to work it inside the booth and to showers and get close-up shots. So, and definitely Andy Allison showers leading the team in points per game at 17 per game. That's pretty darn good. So it makes sense to get rid of the ball. And here's Knoxville in their half-court set now, and they try the same thing Sheridan just did, a lob pass that was too long, and it goes out of bounds. And Knoxville's going to have a full-court press here now. Sheridan inbounds it. Sheridan, pretty good job of getting it up the court, and they get across the half-court line. Kern with the basketball now. Kern bounce passes it, almost throws it away. The Grismore left wing. Knoxville also looks to be in the zone. The both teams start in zone. And first shot for Sheridan goes up by Emma Foose. No good. Rebound. Shower's no good. Emma Foose again no good. And now Knoxville with it, and they're going up the court. Long pass down court. And up, and first 2 points of the game goes to Taylor Carter. Great pass there from Hoxton way up court. Taylor Carter did a really nice job out of that. A 3-on-1 because Sheridan was in there getting those offensive rebounds. Yeah, definitely, and Sheridan had about 2 or 3 point blank shots they missed there. Just you got to convert those easy ones tonight to take down a real good Knoxville team. So here's Alexis Kern. She shoots up a shot just inside the three-point line. It's no good. Rebound Knoxville. Once again, here comes Carter with the basketball. She goes coast to coast, gets a foul, puts it in, and has a chance for a three-point play. That foul was on, I believe, number 22, which is Grismore, Emily Grismore, and starting guards here. She had her feet set for a second, and she kind of flinched when she got ran into, maybe took a little step back.
Yeah, that's one of those, Andy, that if you're going to foul, you just need to foul and not let them, you know, get the shot off and not allow a three-point play. It's Carter at the line now. She puts up the shot, and it's good. So Knoxville has an early 5-0 lead, and they're still full-court pressing. Sheridan trying to get across the half-court line. Kern breaks the press, and she's going to get a reach-in foul called against Knoxville on her. Good job splitting the defense there by Kern.
Yeah, it looks like Knoxville really wants to play an up-and-down game where you look at pressing and then getting out on the fast break, which is a little contrast to what Sheridan likes to do because Sheridan likes to set up and work it inside.
Yeah, definitely. They're trying to push the tempo. And now Sheridan inbounds the basketball. They get it over to Grismore. She takes a little 15-foot baseline jumper in and out. No good. And showers with the rebound. She misses another layup. Got to start converting those here, girls. And here comes Hoxhead up with the ball. Passes it over to Cunningham. Cunningham is going to get fouled by Curran out just past the half-court line. McCurran picks up her first, second team foul.
And Sharon did a better job of getting back on defense right there. They got burned twice.
You get point, Andy, as well as transition defense. The first couple possessions there definitely has to improve. Gave us a couple layups.
Yeah, it did.
And here's another. Knoxville got the ball inbounds, and then Maria Blong is going to pick up a foul. So that's three quick ones on the Chargers here just in the first 2 minutes, 20 seconds of the first quarter.
Yep, those are three quick fouls. They've got Fred Abblong, Grismore, and Curran all have one, but want to stay out of foul trouble here early in the game, especially when it looks to be close. And as number 35 for Knoxville brings it in, gets tied up.
Okay, good job by Emma Foose there. She actually ties the ball up, grabs it out of the Knoxville player's hands. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow favoring the Chargers. So Chargers inbound it here versus the full court press from Knoxville. Blong up to Curran. They got numbers. If she sees it, over to Grismore for the lay-in. No good. Shoots it too strong. And back the other way we go. As Meredith Cunningham over to Hoxhead. Hoxhead down low. Up and no good. That was Ricky Hall with the shot. Knoxville is actually going to get a foul now. Alexis Curran ended up with the basketball after the shot. Knoxville's going to get called in for a reach-in. And I'm not sure who that was on our scoreboard for some reason. It hasn't worked the last 2 years with the player foul number.
Yeah, the game almost never shows that.
We don't have a very good angle for the referee's hand signals here. We're on the side.
So I had to write that down. I think that was 20 Terry Chambers.
All righty. Thank you, sir. That's why we got the eyes in the sky. Andy Kressinger here. Sheridan breaks the press. Alexis Curran up, and it's going to be blocked by Ricky Hall. Good job breaking the press, and Sheridan's getting good shots, Andy. They just have to convert.
Yeah, they really are. They've gotten inside pretty much every single possession, most of the time wide open. It's just a little nerve-wracking, I think, to go coast-to-coast like that as they work it into, looks like Bruce, who missed. They got her own rebound, and they're going to fight for it, and Showers gets called for the foul, coming in for the offensive rebound. That is her first.
Yeah, Sheridan, another offensive rebound there and another point-blank shot. They did right now. Everything is too hard, Andy. I don't know if it's adrenaline. They're throwing it off the backboard a little too hard, but they're getting great looks, and you got to believe they'll start falling here pretty soon.
Yeah. That's got to be it as the four for Knoxville gets fouled, and that was a shout against that two quick ones for a winning score. But, yeah, I think when you're used to working it in and getting those flat third layups, sometimes the fast break layups can be a little harder, throw them hard off the backboard.
Mm-hmm. That was Emily Wallace is in the game now for Knoxville. She inbounds the ball, and it goes off the Sheridan player back out of bounds, so we're going to reset it here. Knoxville with the basketball under their own basket. Emily Wallace inbounding it over in the corner just below us here. As now number 40 checks in. Number 40 is sorry about that. I was looking at the wrong. It's Emily Seifer. And looks like three checks in for Showers, I think, to get her. Don't want to get her in foul trouble early. It's not going to put it in.
Yeah, Knoxville inbounds the basketball. They get another layup. And here's Kern. And after Kern turns it over for the Chargers, back the other way we go. Off the court, back to Wallace. I'm sorry, Cunningham. Cunningham is going to get called for a charge. She made the layup, but she gets called for a charge. Well, Cunningham's aggressive, right? She's a good-looking player.
Yeah, she put her shoulder right down in there into the Sheridan defender, and that was a pretty easy call.
So, five quick fouls for Sheridan, a 30-second timeout for Knoxville. Let's reset this here. 4:28 left in the first quarter. Sheridan down 7-0 to Knoxville. Five fouls on Sheridan, three on Knoxville already in less than a half a quarter, so... Referee so far is showing they want to call this site and make it a long game. We'll see if they continue that. I want to remind everybody that KIRC Radio is your home for all the BCS bowl games coming up. You can catch all the bowl games on KIRC 96.7, including the national championship. This game, who you got in that?
I got Florida State, but it might be wishful thinking if I have a fan that doesn't like the SEC.
Yeah, I hear you there, buddy. I hear you. It's hard to root for either, but yeah,
it really is.
It's a good call. They got good defense. That might be the difference. So, back to action now after the timeout. Sheridan with the basketball across half court. Emily Grismore, she's going to get a blocking foul call against Emily Wallace on her. Emily bumped her ever so slightly out of bounds, and that's Emily Wallace picking up the foul for Knoxville. So right now, we've got more fouls than points on the board. As Sheridan unbounds it, Alexis Curran loses it off her foot. Now she gets it back. There's a mad scramble on the floor.
Kick it.
Alexis Curran knew she wasn't going to get it, so she stuck her foot out and just kicked it, which actually might not have been a bad idea because Knoxville looked like they had a fast break going up. They picked it up there.
Yeah, if you had got a layup, we might have had a layup there. It was a pretty nice, accurate kick if we were on the soccer field. But
And number 20, Sarah Foose is in now. So we got Sarah and Emma Foose in the game. For the Chargers, as Curran takes the seat on the bench. And here's Knoxville at the inbounds. They throw up a shot, no good. Get another shot, no good. Now we're going to get an over-the-back call on Knoxville. That's going to be number three, Meredith Cunningham.
Yep, now as Cunningham missed the first layup there, went up hard, and so compounds that with a foul. And that's the fifth foul on Knoxville. Now 5-5 fouls Knoxville.
I like what Knoxville's doing here. They're changing up defenses constantly on the Chargers. They just switched a little 1-3-1 half-court trap. And it works as Sheridan travels and turns the ball over. Sarah Foose got caught for the travel. So I like that. When you switch up defense, confuse the other team a little bit. Knoxville got the turnover, which is what they wanted.
That's true, and especially if they're going to run the ball up and down the court after they get steals and get easy layups. That's the best way to win.
And now Knoxville is going to give the ball right back to Sheridan with a travel. So Emily Wallace traveled. She just split a pivot split there, and now Sheridan's going to inbound it. Knoxville's going to run this 1-3-1 press again. Kind of a half-court press. Try to trap in the corners when they can. And Sheridan gets it across. Over to Long, right side. Long's going to dribble out near the top. Passes down the corner. Up, beautiful pass there from... And then we got an injured player. I was going to say, that's a beautiful pass there. From Cypher, Emily Cypher, she dropped it down low from the corner to Emma Foose. Emma laid it up and in. Emma's limping right now. Yeah, she's got a big brace on her left knee already, and I got to figure that's probably what the issue is.
Yeah, it's got to be. She was fighting for position down there, and I think she just kind of jumped off a little awkward. Hopefully she'll be all right.
Yeah, she's a big part of the team, and the Chargers definitely near. But Chargers get on the board. First 2 points of the game. They're down 7-2, 3:24 left, Knoxville basketball. Cunningham over the left side, Wallace. Wallace down the corner, back to Cunningham. Cunningham drives the middle, puts it up and in. Nice move by Cunningham. 9-2, Panthers.
That was a straight up floater right from the free throw line there by Cunningham. And they got their 4 points now.
Now,
Long turns the ball over, and we're going to get an easy fast break layup by Hochstead for Knoxville. Fast break layup. A lot of turnovers right now for the Chargers. Just need to take care of the basketball.
Yeah, we're definitely playing right in the Knoxville hands. That seems to be their strategy. There's another turnover off the press. They steal the basketball. Now they're looking to push it. Hochstead dumps it down low. No good by Carter. Rebound now to Arnold, who's in the game for Sheridan. That's Carly Arnold, I believe, and she gets the ball, and Knoxville gets the foul called. So this is a Knoxville very, very aggressive. They have the press, and they're playing a lot of girls. Looks like they're going about 8 or 9 deep, and they've got 16 fouls now, so they're being really aggressive. And looks like we're getting a timeout by Sheridan, so let's take a quick break, Andy.
All right.
Send it back to the studio. You're listening to KISD Thunder Country.
641-203-0578. That's the number for Bingham Construction. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes and doing remodeling, general repair, long enough for folks to know if you want to be treated right and get the job done right, that's the number to call. For a new home, a garage, remodeling, from simple to complex, call Bingham Construction. 641-203-0578. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. Ask anybody.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services. Visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
Back in Sheridan, Jake Schroeder and Andy Kretzinger. We are in the first quarter of the girls' game. Sheridan inbounds it and turns it right over to Meredith Cunningham, who gets undercut by, I believe, Bismore, and somehow gets it up and in.
Wow,
and the
chance
for a 3-point play. Boy, Knoxville looking really good in transition tonight.
Man, that's 6 points for Meredith Cunningham. She goes line to try and make a seven.
Yeah, Knoxville's got, they got two or three girls that can handle the ball, Andy. You know, they're very athletic, and they can go right. They go the hole very aggressive, and I think this is their second or third chance for a three-point play. As the score is 13-2, with Cunningham at the line for one. The shot is up, and it's good. Nice-looking shot by Cunningham, and Sheridan now with the ball.
They're going to be able to jump in their press now.
Yep, Knoxville's back in that 1-3-1 press. Grismark gets it across to Curran. Curran's going to get, they're trying to trap her. She gets out of it now. Dumps it off to Grismore right side. Down the corner to Poof. Back up to Curran.
Yeah, the
play there. And Curran hits the shot just inside the 3-point line. So 2 points for Alexa Curran, 14-4 Knoxville.
That was a great way to actually work it around that time. Maybe just slow it up a little bit when you get a half court. Might work for the Chargers.
Yep, just good ball movement. Don't rush things and off turnovers. Here's a shot by Knoxville, and it goes off the hands of Sheridan on the rebound. Looks like it might have gone off Black, but Knoxville's going to get the basketball. Jory Wallace, there's two Wallaces on the court for Knoxville right now. She's inbounding. Dumps it into Hunt, over to Cunningham.
Cunningham got blocked by Curran. They called a foul. I saw all ball.
Yeah, I agree with you there. That's out of all the foul calls tonight, interesting. They called the one that probably wasn't there called. So Meredith Cunningham's going to get two shots for Knoxville. That's at least 16 fouls on each team. Now seven. Okay, I thought it was seven. So 17 fouls on Sheridan, six on Knoxville. Foul trouble could be an issue in the second half, Andy, since she hits her first shot.
Really good, and that's going to be for a 9 point if she puts it up and in. She does.
She's got a really nice touch on her free throw. Nice arch, real soft touch. So 16-4, Knoxville. Sheridan, nice job working it. They worked it across half court, got it in, and good ball movement, but Arnold got called for the travel. She just took that little hesitation step, and the referee nabbed her for it. So another turnover for Sheridan. I've got to say we're getting close to double digits in turnovers already here.
Yeah, we definitely are. Most of them have turned into points. Sarah Foose was open again near the basket as there's a floater by a player from Knoxville who gets her own rebound, goes back up and gets fouled. That's Emily Wallace, I believe, for Knoxville. Back to the line.
Yep, so back to the line we go for Knoxville. They're making a living at the free throw line so far in the first quarter. Still a minute 33 left in the first quarter.
40, and that was on, was that number 40 for Sheraton?
Yeah, I believe it was on Cypher there.
Cypher.
Yep, Emily Cypher. Good sign for the Chargers. Emma Foose back into the game. She's limping a little bit, but she's a tough girl, so she's going to tough it in. She comes in for Arnold. And her sister, Sarah Foose, comes out of the game now, too. Long back in, I believe, for Sheraton. And this shot's up and no good. Oh, rebound by Ricky Hall. Not a good box out by the Chargers. Ricky Hall just snuck right in there, gets the rebound, puts it up. So two more points for Knoxville. 19-4 now. It's with the lead. It's just long as they break the press. She throws up a shot off the glass. No good. Rebound Knoxville over. Hall dribbles it off the foot out of bounds. So Sheraton has the ball under their own basket. A minute 17 left. Now 19-4. Third and inbounding. Might be what we need is something to kind of slow up the offense here. And it looks like Grismore shoots a quick three, and it's way off. If Grismore shoots a rebound, went to Foose. She tried to pass it. No good. Here we go in transition again. It's going to be another wide-open layup for Knoxville. This time it's Joey Wallace. Knoxville just running up and down the court right now. Sheraton has to get somebody back on defense in transition. And here's another turnover for Sheraton, and they just get out hustled for the basketball. Joey Wallace. Up to, I assume it's just about to Emily. Back to Joey. Wow, nice two-man game, or two-woman game, I should say.
Yeah,
back and forth, another layup. Knoxville's just living on layups right now. Almost another turnover as Knoxville knocks it out of bounds. So 23-4, Knoxville with the lead, 40 seconds left.
Well, the Knoxville girls are running a little bit, reminds me of the Grinnell system there, just moving a couple of girls wide open under the basket, but Sheridan can't get it up the court.
And Knoxville is really athletic and just running. Sheridan's got to focus on making sure somebody's back to stop the ball in too many wide open layups. It's Sheridan, nice job by Sheridan as they work it around. Knoxville got kind of thinking a little bit there, and Michaela Fulkers now in the game for Sheridan was standing in the basket wide open and up for the easy layup on a nice pass. Knoxville with the basketball now. Ricky Hall, she goes right through the lane, right down the middle, flips everybody, and she puts it up and in. 25-6 now, 10 seconds left in the quarter. Turn with it, Knoxville still pressing. Up to Foose we go, 5 seconds left. Down low, gets knocked away by Knoxville. Sorry, it actually glanced off of Long. And it looks like the buzzer rang, but there should be some time still left on the clock, I believe. And the whistle blew long before that ran.
Next, we're going to put about a second back on the clock here. Knoxville's only going to get a shot at either a long pass or a long shot here, but no, it's been all Knoxville here in the first quarter, just running it up and down. Sheridan's had to go to a deeper bench the other night. Now the other only played 7 or 8 deep, and tonight they're going to have to go 9 or 10 if they want to keep up with the Knoxville Panthers.
Yeah, they get the cheerleaders off the court here. They're all ready to get out and cheer, but they're still going to put some time back on the clock here, 1.5 seconds. I think they're trying to get the scoreboard right. There we go. So Knoxville's on this far end. They're going to have to heave up a pretty long one here to get a shot, but we'll see. Hall inbounds it. She gets it to Cunningham. Puts up a half-court shot. Oh, almost goes in. It's that. So, end of the first quarter. Sheridan goes trail. Knoxville Panthers, 25-6. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
That's exactly the way it is at Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend, and everybody knows the food is delicious. Judd's has a menu to please every palate. Tuesday through Saturday. On the weekends, they bring out a fabulous fresh salad bar. There's hot pizzas, fresh homemade onion rings. There's something for everyone. Everyone's headed for the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
And we are back here at the Sheridan Charger Dome where Knoxville takes the ball at the beginning of the second quarter of 25-6. And they immediately work it into number 35, Ricky Hall, and she puts it in and one. Sheridan, seventh foul, and Knoxville back to the line again.
It's going to be the third foul on Showers. That's just killer, Andy. She's our leading scorer at 17 a game. And she really didn't get to play the whole second quarter because of the foul trouble. As Hall puts in the shot, now she's got three fouls with 8 seconds in, and I have a feeling she's probably going to have to come back on the bench. So, feeling you're down 27-6, though, I guess they're going to go ahead and save her fouls. I was going to say, it's not the end of the world if you leave her in either way.
Yeah, either way. You need the points somehow.
Yeah, you need the points. So.
Well, Piper comes in for her, and Curran's going to try and get it up. Knoxville's back on that press, and she gets it over to Guzmore and back to Curran. And inside, they work it around, and a shot's put up and blocked. And they get it back inside, and a shot is up and in for Guzmore. So, Cypher, Emily Cypher, who's kind of started that break. And Knoxville's going to take it the other way fast. Knoxville works it in, and back to Hall. And Ricky Hall puts up a floater, and it is no good, rebounded by Michaela Folkert, who's in there. And Curran gets it back. Knoxville can't get in the press this time. Curran puts up a floater, and it's off, and Knoxville grabs the rebound. And they're going to work it back fast. They're going to try and get it into the Hall. I bet. Note that's another floater by number 4 for Knoxville by Emily Wallace, and compounds the miss with a foul. I believe they called that on Wallace.
Yep.
Yes, they did. Number 22, Grismore, got the rebound and drew the foul. And we're in the bonus.
Yeah, we get to a couple free throws, or a free throw, hopefully a couple free throws. It's just single bonus right now, but
no better way to get down the court than just be able to walk it up, especially when you can't dribble it up through the press. Grismore gets ready, takes a few bounces, and puts up the front end of the 1-1, and it is off, and Hall gets the rebound for Knoxville. Knoxville's going to take it the other way fast, and they try and get one right inside to number 4 again, who turns it over. Curran got the steal, and she got fouled by number 3, Meredith Cunningham. I believe that's her second or third foul.
Yeah, now we're gonna go ahead and walk down the other end of the court, and it looks like Curran's going to have a chance to shoot free throws. That's the 8th team foul on Knoxville. I don't still the single bonus for Sheridan.
Big for Sheridan to at least get free throws up there, and I mean, the easiest way to score is Curran sets up a couple.
Hopefully cut into the lead a little bit.
First free throw is up, and that one rolls in. Ricky Hall is right there to get the rebound if that didn't roll in. So it's 27-9 here. Sheridan trying to cut into that Knoxville lead. As Curran gets it back and tries to make it a pair, the shot is up. And it rolls in again. So 27-10 for the Panthers. But Panthers have had a lot better of a start here than they did in the first quarter. Meredith Cunningham's going to bring it down. She's going to be guarded by Curran out to the far wing and back to Cunningham. There gets it right under us and have a wide open layup in here to number 10, Ashley Hostead, the sophomore. A little too easy there, but nice ball movement by Knoxville on the half court.
Knoxville just very unselfish tonight. They're just moving the basketball all over. You just pick your poison. Every player on the team is unselfish and can shoot the ball.
Yeah, they are. Now it looks like Blanc's going to throw one up from just inside the 3-point line, and it's rebounded by Knoxville. They're going to try and push it up, and Hall is back. Grismore gets the steal, and she's on the ground. They're just going to tie her up. Possession arrow stays here, though. So it's 29-10 here, and Knoxville tried to push it again. This time Sheridan was ready. That was a really good play by Grismore.
Basically lay on the ball and cover it up there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Fall on the fumble.
Can't do anything else. If you get up, you're going to call travel. So,
yeah.
Wait for the jump ball, and Sheridan gets it. 29-10, Knoxville in the lead.
And Alexis Curran's going to bring it up here. She's going to try and walk it up. I got 4 girls past the 3-point line for Knoxville, so Sheridan would have numbers, but they get it turned over, and Knoxville tries to push it back, and they're going to almost turn it over, and then number 10 for Knoxville, Hostead throws it off of the charger.
Great hustle by Hostead there.
It was a great play to dive into the cheerleaders and throw it off, and now Knoxville's going to be able to get into the half-court set. Sheridan has Grismore out there, Curran, I see, Blong. And we're going to have some subs here. Foose is back in. Emma Foose. Actually, this might be double Foose. Double Foose comes in, Sarah and Emma.
They're going to get their dose of Fooses here.
All right, Knoxville has it on the far wing here. Now the far corner, they're trying to work it in again. And they do, and it was a tie-up. Number 10, Hawkshead, had a block, and she puts it out of bounds herself, so Sheridan had a nice defensive play there. And now Sheridan's going to walk it back up and get it out to Grismore, who throws it deep to Sarah Foose. Gets it inside, layup is good. That's Michaela Folkert.
Yeah, Michaela Folkert's in the game now for the Chargers. Only a sophomore. Good catch and shot by Michaela.
Knoxville's going to try and work it back in. And it gets almost stolen by Grismore. Now it does. Stolen now. It's a 2-1-2 with Sarah and Sarah Foose. Sarah puts it up herself. And rolls in and out. Knoxville gets the rebound back. And they're going to try and push it. Really up-tempo game here. Knoxville's got numbers down into Ricky Hall, and she puts it up, and she got fouled right there by Michaela Folkert, I believe.
Yep, and you're going to get Michaela on the shot there. Two shots coming up for Hall.
Ricky Hall has been at the line a lot.
Yeah, she's got a lot of good rebounds. She's not sure how tall she is. We don't have the height in front of us here, but she's one of their taller players, and she's just a force inside.
And she's beating Sharon down, and she puts up the first free throw on it's off. She's beating him down on the fast break, too, so that's creates a matchup problem from the guards trying to guard her down low.
Knoxville with a good mix of players. They've got Hawkshead and Hall here, kind of the twin towers, and then they've got a couple real quick guards to push the ball. They kind of got all the pieces to have a pretty solid team this year, it looks like.
Yeah, especially inside as Curran takes on the far wing and pushes it in. They tried to get it back to Folkert, and Sarah, who throws off a Knoxville player, so it's going to stay with Sheridan. Sharon usually has left to turn and throw these in, but Sarah Foose has it. They're looking inside to Emma, and it gets stolen by Knoxville. Knoxville's going to run it up. They've got Hall, and they're going to try and get it to her, but now it goes to the cheerleaders.
About took her cheerleader's head off, so there. Luckily, she was paying attention.
Really didn't. Knoxville tried to hurry up a little too fast there, but...
So 5 minutes left in the half, 29-12. Knoxville still in the lead. Sheridan trying to work it all the way down court.
Now, Foose gets it out to Curran, and she's going to run point. They're going to slow it down here. Out to Grismore. Grismore keeps it slow here. Curran. Oh, Grismore tried to get it to Curran. It bounced off a Panther foot. That's number two, Shay Nichols there. And they're going to get Ricky Hall out for Knoxville. Get her a breather. And number 34, Sierra Kendall's coming in. She's a junior. So Curran takes it for Sheridan. She gets up to the top of the key and dribbles around here. Knoxville's playing a zone. Sheridan's trying to work it inside. Foose now has it. And off to Sarah Foose. She looks for the shot and works it back around. And now Grismore is going to go in and she gets fouled. They wave off the basket, or they wave off the shot, so it's going to be on the floor.
She's going to get a single bonus here and have a chance for free throws. Emily Grismore is.
That was really surprising. I thought she put up the shot in time to get the two, but the first one is up, and she puts it in up in the net. So it's 29-13 here. Sheridan's looking a lot better in the second quarter.
Knoxville does something I've never seen before, Andy.
They do?
When they bring in a player from to check into the game, that player has a, as Emily puts up the second shot, no good, and it goes out of bounds. They have like what looks like a yellow baton, like a track baton.
Oh, really?
And they take it in, they hand it to the player that they're checking in for. Never seen that before, so
that's kind of cool.
Not sure. I have to ask Coach someday what the strategy is there. It's just kind of something to keep the focus or what?
Well, Taylor Cardi's going to work it up for Knoxville now, and they're going to try and get inside again. They get right under us here in the corner, and they work it inside, but it's stolen by Folkert. Folkert has played very well since she came in. And Grismore gets it to Curran. Curran's on the far wing. Gets it back out to Grismore, but Grismore turns it over. I believe it's not Hawkshead who's trying to run the break, and she turns it over, and Grismore's right there to get it back. Curran now pushes it to the far wing. Got Sarah Foose to the right, but she gets it to Grismore on her left. They work it back to Emma Foose, who takes a long shot.
Three-pointer, I think.
Yeah, that was a really long shot for a post player. It almost goes in, but Knoxville gets it. Hawkshead, speaking of post players, as well, get the back out to a guard there. That's number 22, Joy Wallace. And 22's guarding 22 with Grismore and Wallace there. Knoxville's trying to work it back inside, and they're going to turn it over. It looks like, yep, and Emma Foose comes away with it. Alexa Clarence got a 1-on-3. Now 1-on-4, so she wisely pulls it out, and Sharon's going to travel. She got the focus there, and focus will spin a couple of feet.
Here's the baton.
Yeah, there it is. Look at that. What if they put in two girls in that?
I don't know. We'll find out. I might have double batons.
Yeah, I must.
They got their own kind of, I tell you what, they're acting like a track team tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, I really hope maybe that plays into the track philosophy.
Maybe that gets just their mind. It's kind of, there's a lot of mental things coaches do, you know, to work with the players. Maybe that's kind of their mental thing to get them to think track and push the ball.
That might be as current fouls number two, Shay Nichols. The good thing about the fouls is that at least close Knoxville down on offense because then they have to get up into an actual set.
And Knoxville, you know, they're not hoisting threes if she knocks on the first free throw. You know, they haven't taken a three-point attempt. Everything they've taken is real close to the basket.
Yeah, that's true. And they will get inside no matter if it's fast break or half court as Nichols puts up the second one. And
it's a good free throw shooting team, too. They've got a lot of players knocking down free throws. I'd say, you know, I mean, strategy, it sounds all fine and dandy, but... you know, if you can pack it in and try to make them shoot from outside, that might be your best strategy against Knoxville. But they do have a couple of girls that can shoot the rock from outside, too.
Well, that's a turn. We're going to take it up for Sharon. It's now 31-13. Knoxville, less than 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Looks like Carly Arnold's back out there for Sheraton. Alexis Curran takes one just inside the three-point line. That's up and good.
Nice baseline jumper there by Curran. Good-looking shot, good rotation, and Sheraton cuts it to within 16.
And you got to think that Sharon is just trying to keep it as close as they can until Shadows gets back in as a Knoxville player goes into Carly Arnold, and they say Arnold wasn't set, so it looks like Knoxville's going to get two free throws.
But Taylor Carter for Knoxville, and she's just kind of built like a bowling ball. She's real athletic, and she just pretty much put her shoulder right into Carly, and Carly took the brunt of that. As Carter makes the first free throw, she's just a strong... strong athletic girl, you know, just got a solid frame on her, and she's real tough to keep up with.
Yeah, she is, and she put her shoulder down there. I can usually go either way with a charge or a foul call. She's going to set up for the second free throw here, and it's good. Knoxville sitting there free throws.
Yeah, not well. Every one of the players has just a nice arch and rotation on the free throws, so they're knocking them down, which is key in a game like this with as many fouls as there is.
That's true. Sharon's going to try and break this press here. Trying to get it inside. It looks like it's Seuss out to Grismore. Grismore puts up a three, and it is no good just off the inside of the iron. Sharon doesn't take a lot of threes either, but with Showers out and Seuss kind of hurt out there, it's hard to work it inside when the two girls they usually work inside to are either hobbled or
not. Not having Showers in the game has just really hurt what Sheridan wants to do.
It really has. Knoxville's going to try and throw it inside. Seuss is looking a little more apt there. She gets up and knocks that ball out of bounds. She hasn't limped the last few times, but you can really tell on the fast break that she's knees hurting. As the Panthers are going to bring the baton and what looks like a sweatshirt or something like that. And as number 32, Sierra Finley comes in for Jory Wallace. Jory Wallace high-fives all of her teammates and goes to the end of the bench. Knoxville's trying to get it inside. Sharon's got a little trap going, and that's a jump ball, and Sharon's going to have the ball. Number 12, Taylor Carter, got trapped, and Foose was in there, as well as number 40, Emily Seifert, to force the turnover. All except it's going to stay here because the arrows is Knoxville. So, referees get it right. Now we switch the arrow over. Knoxville gets ready for the inbound play under the basket. I get it back into Ricky Hall, who's back in, and she puts it up, and she gets fouled by Alexis Curran. Ricky Hall is really hard to stop down there. They had four girls. They clamped down there, and she still put it up, and Curran just fouled too much arm on that.
Strong girl. Knoxville's got two or three girls that can absorb a lot of contact. They're just very strong and still finish their shot. As Hall puts up the first one.
Strange to know that.
Volkert is in now for Curran. I think that might be three on Curran. So her and Showers both in foul trouble. They're two key players for Sheridan.
I believe those are two top scorers, so that's really tough not to have. Ricky Hall puts up another shot, and it's good. They haven't hit rim in like the last five free throws, and they're going to be able to set up in their press. Now Sheridan's got Blong out there, and they got out to Grismore trying to break this press. Back at the Blong, but it's stolen by Knoxville, and Knoxville is going to almost turn it right back over. And there's a scramble point, another jump ball. That's number 34, Sienna Kimball for Knoxville. She's a post player, but she was left all alone, and it was a good job by Grismore to kind of make up for her mistake by getting back there and stopping the fast break.
Not sure where the...
they call it foul?
No, it was a jump ball.
No, a jump ball. But Knoxville just stopped the last jump ball.
The referees are going to stop it here as there's confusion. It should have been Sheridan's ball. The possession arrow went to us. And most of the girls went down to the other end of the court, and the referee went and handed it to Knoxville. Yeah. She inbounded it, and whistle blew from the other referee. Like, wait a second here. Gave it to the wrong lady there. So Sheridan with the ball.
They're going to work it inside. Foose puts it up. No. And it looks like Clifford.
Maria Blanc
back in off the rebound. And so Sheridan's cut the lead down to 18. Knoxville's number 12. Taylor Carter swings it out to the far wing. They're looking to work it inside again now. It's right under us, the close corner. And Ricky Hall's out there. And they tried to get it to her, but it is turned over. Sheridan has the ball. That's Bolfus, who gets it out to Grismore. Grismore's going to take it up on the left side wing here. Maria Blanc to her right. Gets it out to Blanc. Blanc drives baseline and gets it to Foose on the other side of the baseline. It puts it up, and it's short. This time, Knoxville gets the rebound. Now, Panthers are going to push just over a minute left to play here. Panthers up 18, and they work it inside Sheridan's zone. It looks like a 3-2 now. Now they're going into just kind of a soft man-to-man. They're really giving the guard space. Knoxville dribbling out the clock here, less than a minute to go. They go to the close wing and swing it across. Blanc almost had a steal there, but Knoxville's just kind of working around. They might be working for the last shot now, or either that or a wide-open down low, but Grismore comes in and steals that and gets it to Blanc, and she takes it up, puts up the mid-range jumper, and it rolls out. Ricky Hall gets it to Knoxville, and there's 35 seconds left. Knoxville's going to slow it down now, though, and now they might be working for the last shot as Taylor Carter looks point. She walks it very slowly across half court. Grismore's on her. Sheridan, a man-to-man defense, gets it out here to the close wing, and they try and work it in. And the ball's knocked out by number 45. Not number 45. Who was that?
Emily Pfeiffer,
number 40. I look down, and 45 is in the Foose's away number. So Knoxville sets up. They get it down to Hall, and Hall puts it up and in.
It's too easy on the inbounds there. You got to get a body on Hall. She just stepped right in and caught it and put it up.
There's 10 seconds left, and Sheridan's got to try and break this press. Long shot put up with 6 seconds. It's banked in. Banked in by Maria Blanc. From NBA range, I think she thought there was 2 seconds on the clock when there was 7.
She hoisted it up from deep, thinking the time was running out, and then, hey, it worked. That's our first 3-pointer of the night. So, that's halftime, Andy. Good job. Sheridan down 37-20 to Knoxville. And we're going to go ahead and we'll send back to the break for a little break here at halftime. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierschbacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Repeat customers tell the tale of any business, and here at Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville, we pride ourselves on seeing the same faces coming back with a smile on their face looking for their next vehicle. Hi, I'm General Manager Steve Bunch, and Joe Welsh of La Villa is one of those customers. He tells us why he continues to shop with Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville.
Well, I chose Motor Inn because of the service and response that I've had them in the past. They've treated me very well when I had issues with my previous GM vehicle. I'm more than fair, and I knew that I could trust.
And Joe not only purchases vehicles here at Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville, he knows the service department will take good care of him as well.
Oh, the service department has treated me very well. They're always there to greet me and welcome me when I come in. When I have an appointment, everything is done on time. They do a very thorough job of inspecting my vehicle and letting me know if there's anything else that might need to be done on it that I wasn't aware of. So it helps me keep my vehicle in good running condition.
Repeat customer or new, we take care of you at Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
Carpenters and builders love what they do, and they love having the right tool for the job. Mack Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton is the hardware store with the power and hand tools your builder will appreciate as a gift. Mack has powered and cordless drills, saws, nail guns, and paint sprayers. And it may sound small, but a great tape measure is always appreciated. Fill a stocking, big or small, at Mack Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton.
Do you or a loved one need help staying safe in the bathroom? Hammer Medical Supply now offers a full line of home modification services, all designed to keep you safe in your bathroom. Available services include walk-in bathtubs and barrier-free showers, installation of grab bars, and even affordable bathtub cutouts. No matter what your bathing needs, we have options for you. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
641-203-0578. That's the number for Bingham Construction. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes and doing remodeling, general repair, long enough for folks to know if you want to be treated right and get the job done right, that's the number to call. For a new home, a garage, remodeling, from simple to complex, call Bingham Construction, 641-203-0578. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. Ask anybody. Here's a listing update from Red Haw Realty.
Red Haw Realty's listing number 1520 is in Pella, Iowa. This executive home has 7 bedrooms and 6.5 baths. Some of the key features to this home include a family room, a sunroom, a beautiful screened-in porch, and an amazing chef's kitchen. The home has a 3-car attached garage and a 1,600-square-foot heated outbuilding. There are 12 acres more or less with this home that is close to Lake Red Rock. View this listing online at www.redhaw.com.
And a good Monday evening, 7:22 p.m. here on Thunder Country KIIC. Currently, it's 24 degrees with overcast skies in downtown Albia. We'll return to the the Sheraton Lady Charger game against Knoxville here in just a few minutes. We are at halftime there. Currently, the Knoxville Panthers lead the Lady Chargers 37-20. And we'll return to that here momentarily. But first, let's take a look at the weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Temperatures will be rising overnight to 29 degrees. Sunny skies on Tuesday. High temperatures near 37. Mostly clear skies on Tuesday night with a low temperature near 21. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. High temperatures will be reaching 45 degrees. On Wednesday night, we could see some patchy fog. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, a low temperature near 35. A chance of rain or drizzle on Thursday with cloudy skies and a high temperature near 46. Again, we'll be returning to the Lady Charger game here in just a few minutes, but let's hear a few more words from our sponsors.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services, visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
Everybody calls you friend.
That's exactly the way it is at Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend, and everybody knows the food is delicious. Judd's has a menu to please every palate. Tuesday through Saturday. On the weekends, they bring out a fabulous fresh salad bar. There's hot pizzas, fresh homemade onion rings. There's something for everyone. Everyone's headed for the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierschbacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Repeat customers tell the tale of any business, and here at Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville, we pride ourselves on seeing the same faces coming back with a smile on their face looking for their next vehicle. Hi, I'm General Manager Steve Bunch, and Joe Welsh of La Villa is one of those customers. He tells us why he continues to shop with Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville.
Well, I chose Motor Inn because of the service and response that I've had them in the past. They've treated me very well when I had issues with my previous GM vehicle. I'm more than fair, and I knew that I could trust.
And Joe not only purchases vehicles here at Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville, he knows the service department will take good care of him as well.
All the service department has treated me very well. They're always there to greet me and welcome me when I come in. When I have an appointment, everything is done on time. They do a very thorough job of inspecting my vehicle and letting me know if there's anything else that might need to be done on it that I wasn't aware of. So it helps me keep my vehicle in good running condition.
Repeat customer or new, we take care of you at Motor Inn Auto Group of Knoxville.
Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton has land auctions online at iowarealtysheraton.com. Hanson's handles commercial property and residential real estate. All listings are also available on your mobile device with no apps to download and no fees at iowarealtysheraton.com. Interest rates are at a historic low. Hanson still has buyers with 100% financing. Now is the time to buy with Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton.
Best in class sales, best in class service. That's what you get when your local Indianola car dealers join forces here in Warren County. With over 1,500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock available at all times, we're sure to have the vehicle you're looking for at the price you want to pay. Just go to IndianolaAuto.com to see our complete inventory online. From new Fords to Buicks and GMCs, Chryslers, Dodges, and Jeeps. Plus, any and every late model, low mileage, pre-owned imaginable. That's IndianolaAuto.com, where you can schedule your service appointment, get directions and hours, find money-saving service specials, and more. And here at IAG, we leave credit histories where they belong, in the past. With guaranteed financing, we look to your credit future to assist in reestablishing your credit while you drive that newer pre-owned vehicle you deserve. Your complete satisfaction isn't just a goal, it's our only goal at the Indianola Auto Group. Visit IndianolaAuto.com today.
This is Andy Kretzinger alongside of Jake Broder here. We're at the Sheraton Charger Dome where the Lady Chargers trail Knoxville 37-20. It's been a all Knoxville first quarter, and the second quarter is a little closer, but Knoxville's pretty much been pushing the ball up and down all day, so we'll see what Coach Sandy had to say with in the halftime meeting there.
The transition defense is a big one, and just finding a way to keep Knoxville, you know, force him to shoot outside a little more.
That's true. As Knoxville starts here with the ball, and they're going to take it to the far wing and instant travel. I thought that was going to be another foul on Sheridan, but they call a travel there, so Sheridan forced an early turnover, and Knoxville looks like they're going to get into the press. Sheridan's got Blong, Grismore, Curran, who's running the point. Got Allison Showers back in, as well as Emma Foo, so the original scholarship for Sheridan. And Curran takes it
up to the far wing, and they break the press, but it's turned over. Brismore turned over to Cunningham, and now Cunningham's going to run it out for Knoxville, and Knoxville gets it inside. That pops it, and she picks up a layup, and it's early 2 points here in the second half of 39-20 Knoxville. Knoxville gets back in their press, and Curran gets it out to Brismore. Brismore puts up a long pass to Brown, who puts it up, and it's missed. It might have been tipped there, and Knoxville turns it over immediately, and Sheridan turns it right back over. That was Ricky Hall who got the steal on the turnover for Knoxville, and then looks like Maria Blanc couldn't handle it in the paint there.
No surprise. We'll see how long Knoxville. It's kind of just a real relaxed press, kind of a half-court trap. They're not really trying to be aggressive with it. It'll be interesting to see if Knoxville, how long they keep that up, being up 19.
That's true. As Cunningham goes up for the reverse layup and fouled by two. Knoxville just kind of sits back there in that half-court press, and they just wait for Sheridan to walk it up, and once Sheridan tries to get the longer passes, it seems like they got two Knoxville girls that just kind of collapse on and take the ball. So Meredith Cunningham is going to go back to the line. She's been there a lot tonight, and her first free throw is up and good. And now Knoxville has double Sheridan's points. It's 40-20 here, just less than 7 minutes left.
I was going to say, I don't think Cunningham's missed tonight. She's got a nice free throw shot. She's shooting 70% on the year. Boy, her shots are nice looking. Just a beautiful arching shot. She's averaging 13 points a game. She's their leading scorer, which, for the most part, they're real balanced, as everybody on the team, can shoot.
That's true. As Sheridan almost turns it over. Grismore throws a long pass to Pearson. They're just waiting on a defensive back in the NFL trying to intercept it there. And Ricky Hall just called for the foul going for the steal there. So Sheridan's going to be able to set up here. Alexis Curran, running point. Knoxville playing kind of a looser zone here. 2-3. Sharon gets it down to Grismore, and she puts up a short shot that's off. Knoxville gets the rebound, and the Panthers are going to be all right out here. Hawkshead is out there with Cunningham, Ricky Hall. I believe Kerry Chambers is out there, and they're going to dip it in to number 12, Taylor Carter, who turns it over. Steal by Showers, who didn't get much playing time there in the first half because of fouls. And Curran breaks the press after Grismore and inside the Showers, and she puts it up and gets fouled by Ricky Hall. That was two really quick fouls on Ricky Hall.
Yeah, it's one of the few opportunities Showers, because she had the three fouls right away in the first half, one of the few opportunities she's got to just get in the half-court set, get the ball, turn around, and try to make something happen. That just really hurt Sheridan with her getting foul trouble in the first half.
That's true. She averages double digits, I believe. Her and Curran are the only two that do. Her first free throw is up and just short, so... So 41-20 here at the Charger Dome.
She's 71% free throw shooter, so she's a pretty good free throw shooter, too.
Now, I've seen her shoot from all around the court. She puts up the second shot.
Jinxed short.
Yeah. Jinxed, and Bruce is going to knock it out.
Sorry about that, Alex. I jinxed you.
Yeah, we all announced it.
I should have known better.
Sheridan's going to make a substitution. That's Michaela Folker coming in, and she's going to come in for Showers. I guess just trying to kind of sprinkle Showers in there while she's at 100%, since she's got three fouls anyway.
Actually, it looks like what maybe Coach Sandy's doing is, since it was kind of a dead ball there and Sheridan's on defense, he's just taking Showers out for a second, trying to save her from fouling, and I have a feeling he'll try to get her right back in here.
I like that a little offense for defense, as Cunningham has it on the close corner here, and she gets it out, number 20, Kerry Chambers. And Chambers gets it out. Now Hawkshead has it, and she gets it inside. Shot is put up by Kerry Chambers, and it's in. And now Sheridan will try and break this Knoxville press again. They've had a lot of trouble all night. And Grismore and Curran going back and forth, back and forth. Grismore dribbles a pass to Chambers. Back out to Curran, and she's at the top of the key here. Gets it out to Maria Blanc. Blanc brings it all the way over, right below us. That's Curran, and she drives in and puts up a shot, and it's off. Rebounded by number 22, Brismore, and she puts it back up, and nice offensive rebound for Brismore. Cunningham pushes it up for Knoxville, and the shot is put up by number 12, Taylor Carter, and it's a wild shot, rebounded by Sheridan.
Well, Sheridan got lucky there. They had two players I was watching, and neither of them, as the ball goes out of bounds off Knoxville on an attempt to steal, neither of them had their heads turned back to the basketball, which is just a no-no against Knoxville. But
yeah,
Knoxville had, they've been throwing, I'd say, half-court to three-quarter court passes all night long up court.
And sure enough, they threw another real long pass, and it went right by two Sheridan players that didn't have their heads turned. So it's like, you got to get back on defense, and you got to turn your head around and be ready, because Knoxville doesn't waste any time getting it down court. Through the Allison Showers comes in for Emma Foos. So we got Showers out there, Grizz Moore, Blong, Michaela Folkers, and Curran. So Curran has it at the top of the key. She's got Grizz Moore to her right, and she gets it out to her here on the close wing and down to Showers. Showers puts up a turnaround short, and Cunningham's got the rebound for Knoxville. They're going to push. They got four ahead of Sheridan. And a long pass is in, and they look at the Hawkshead really easily there and get a wide open layup again.
And once again, there's about three Chargers that didn't know where the ball was there. You know, you got to have your head on a swivel and be almost looking back while you're running and watch the ball.
Curran gets it out there. That's number 34 for Sheridan Blong. Back out to Curran. She's at the top of the key. Knoxville still in a zone. Blong puts up one just inside the three-point line, and it's off. And Ricky Hall gets the rebound. This is without Emily Wallace, and Emily Wallace takes a pass turn and puts up a wild shot, no foul called, and Chalice got the rebound. Now Sheridan trying to push it back, and Curran wisely pulls back here. He's going to try and slow down the pace. 45-22 Knoxville here, 4 minutes to play. Chalice gets it inside and puts up the shot, no, and then fouls. That's a fourth foul on Chalice.
Chalice really discouraged tonight. You know, and she's, as a senior, she knows better than that. She fouled her shot and just got a really cheap foul there, you know, and with three fouls, you just can't do that. And I think she's just frustrated. You can see it on her face, and she's coming out of the game now with four fouls.
It's frustrating any time you're down by, you know, 20 points, double digits like that, and you put up a shot like that just rolls out. You just want to get the steal right away, and often that'll turn into a foul. So Knoxville's got it. Cunningham's at the top of the key, and she gets it out to Wallace. Wallace on the far corner drives in past a few Sheridan defenders, and she steps out of bounds.
Next, I think they're going to get a call. They're going to get a foul on Michaela Folker. She kind of just flipped in and slapped her. I'm sorry, you're right. They are getting it out. Looks like Rutgers coming over to wait a second here. The Knoxville coaches.
I think the referee did call a foul, but the far referee fouled, I thought, is what I think Knoxville was going to get the ball back.
One referee's giving it to Sheridan, and Knoxville coach is, whoa, wait a second here. I thought that call was against Sheridan.
That's Emily Wallace calls the play there and gets it to Hofstad. She crossed her arms and the post kind of crossed, and Hofstad ended up with a wide open lefty layup. So Knoxville's up 47-22.
Hofstad literally just went in there and just basically used her hip and just bumped Emily Grismore right out of the way. Just more physical than Sheridan.
Curran comes in with a nice pass, but it's missed by Maria Blong there. Knoxville's got Hofstad going through, and she dishes it out to number 20. On the fast break, Kerry Chambers, but she walks the rim, so she makes the layup, so that won't count. Knoxville still up 25 here. They got up to about a 18 or 19 point lead in the first quarter, it seems. So Sheridan stuck with them a little bit, but that early lead is rained through here as Sheridan gets the first full-court pass actually completed and almost got it in there to number 30, Michaela Folkers, but the pass is knocked out of bounds, so it's going to stay here with Sheridan. Chargers have Folkert, Curran, Grismore out there. And it's into Folkert, out to Curran. Grismore on the wing. She drives in, and this is an inside shot is put up and missed by Cypher. And Hofstad runs the break for Knoxville. Long pass is caught. Shot put up for Knoxville, and they get the offensive rebound off the miss. And then Hofstad puts it up again, and from the elbow there, she makes it 49-22 Knoxville, 2:45 to play.
Nice shot by Hoxton. She's one of their taller players, but she dribbles the ball, you know, like a point guard. She's just a good all-around player.
And Grismore is going to run point now, get it to Alexis Curran. Curran at the top of the key, gets it right near us to Grismore. Grismore gets it into Cypher, who dribbles through and turns it over. And Knoxville turns it right back over. Sheridan's got it now. Curran steps in for three. It's up, and it's missed. A nice rebound there by number 30, Michaela Folkert, who's been playing. She might be playing the best game out of any of the Chargers tonight. She gets the offensive rebound and gets fouled.
Yeah, she's got a lot of hustle points. She reminded me of her brother, Tyler, a lot there. Tyler played baseball for me 2 years ago. He graduated in 2012, and he was just one of those just gritty, hustling kind of players, you know, that just somehow whittled his way to get a rebound. You know, you just gotta love those players. And she reminded me of her brother on that one.
Is that related to Will Folkert's tour?
I believe so, yeah.
Will played when I played.
Will's the oldest one.
Yeah. One time, he pump faked me in practice. One time, he went up with a hard shot and got me right under the jaw, and I was funny for about a week. So, Focus missed her first free throw. She's going to put up the second one, and...
Missed rim on both of them. Tyler might need to work on her over Christmas break, maybe with that little. If she played a little basketball in the driveway with her brother, she should be toughened up, though, right?
Yeah, she definitely toughened up. As Knoxville gets it inside, puts up a layup and a rebound by Carly Arnold for the Chargers, and number 25 for Knoxville, Jamie Hunt, senior in there with foul. Knoxville played a lot of girls today.
Yeah, 14 fouls for Knoxville, 3 for Sheridan. A little slower pace on the fouls this half in the first half.
I think Sheridan was almost up to double digits by now in the first quarter as Alexis Curran takes it, and they're going to try and break the press. Brismore, 4 Knoxville Panthers were in there and make it the steal. Number 4 puts up the shot, and it's good at the end of the wall. So it was 4 Knoxville Panthers guarding the 2 Sheridan guards, and Sheridan dishes it down to Carly Arnold now, goes to press, but she gets blocked, and Knoxville's going to run with it again. But Brismore is going to get the steal, and now a little chaos here. Sheridan's going to try and push it up. Curran slows it down. She gets to the top of the key. Carly Arnold's in there. Sarafoos is in there along with Curran. Curran gets it out to Sarafoos at the far wing, and she dishes it in. That's Folkert. Folkert dribbles in, gets fouled, puts it up, and they might call it on the floor, and they do. So it's 51-22 here. And Knoxville's got a lot of bench players in right now.
Yeah, Poker's just a sophomore and getting better, getting a lot of playing time tonight, and getting better constantly, you know, and I think she's going to be a real nice player in the next couple years.
Sharon works around to the far wing, and now inside to Poker, and Poker looks to put it up, and it's off. Carl Arnold was in there for the rebound, but Knoxville tips it out, and now Wallace is going to take it for Knoxville. They're going to slow things down here. She's got it out in the far wing. And this is an inside to one of the post players and back out. Now just inside the three-point line, a shot put up for the Panthers and rebounded by Cunningham, and she puts up the offensive rebound and gets fouled. So Cunningham right back to the line.
I want to remind everybody that all the BCS games, including the national championship game, is going to be on broadcast live on KIIC. So if you guys are on the road over the holidays and... can't tune in on TV, check out the games right here on KIIC.
Big Ten needs some wins this year in fall season.
Yeah, they need a few, but at the end of the day...
Yeah, just as long as Iowa wins, right?
Yeah, I was going to say at the end of the day, as long as the Hawks win, that's all that matters.
That's true. Knoxville does one for one there on those free throws. 52-22 Panthers, 1:07 left here in the third quarter. Curran just runs past the press. She's got 5 girls on her, and she puts it up to Sarafoos. That was an interesting crowd. She was quicker as far as she possibly could. And 4 or 5 girls were collapsed on her. We got an easy layup right there. Oh, Curran plays some hard defense. Gets a foul. She is intense out there. Frustrated smile. Looks back at the coach. Was that her 3rd or 4th foul, I think.
Hey, Curran, that kind of a ticky-tacky blocking foul there, especially with Knoxville 27, and Coach Sandy's not real happy about that either. I'm not sure about that one.
Wallace is going to go out to Nichols. Nichols is on the far wing, and Matthew's going to try and drive baseline and get it back out to Wallace. Wallace sitting there on the wing. Sharon playing some pretty tough defense here. Gets it back into Nichols, who puts it up off the backboard. Rebounded by Knoxville, put back up miss. Rebounded again, that's Kendall, and she puts it back in. Kendall had 2 offensive rebounds and got a couple points out of that. 54-24 Knoxville. 22 seconds left. Curran just avoids a 5th foul as a block is called instead of a charge. She decided that enough playing around, throwing it back and forth, she's just going to take it as hard as she can through the press and try and get by. She's going to take a seat here at 4 fouls. Number 30, Michaela Folkert, is going to throw it in for the Chargers. 21 seconds left. She gets into Brismore. Brismore. Loses her dribble, gets it out to Blong right underneath us here on the close wing. Blong dribbles it in, and she gets fouled by number 34, Sierra Kendall. So
remember,
back.
Remember that thing I said about the foul form down low this half? Why did I say something? Because it's picking back up now. That's going to put Sheridan in the bonus. 17 foul on Knoxville.
Long is at the line with chance for 1-1 here.
Good news for Sheridan is Knoxville's out fouling Sheridan now 7-5. So Long puts up the first free throw. The bad news is we haven't been making free throws. As that one's off. And now Joy Wallace is going to take it for the Panthers. 5 seconds left. Wallace gets it out to the corner. That's Nichols, who gets it inside. Knoxville picks up a couple shots, and neither of them go in. A really quick shot by Jamie Hunt, and a rebound put back by Sierra Kendall. Both are off.
That's going to be the end of the third period. Knoxville has 54-24. We'll be right back in a few minutes. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
What started at the end of a dirt road over 40 years ago is now over 40,000 square feet of showroom. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 Bypass in Sheraton is over 40,000 square feet of recreation vehicles that are ready to fill your riding thrills. Your custom recreation is on display at CNC. CNC Custom Cycle, ride it home. That's right, CNC Custom Cycle, they're a good deal better.
Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
This holiday season, Community First Credit Union is here to simplify your life with online, mobile, and text banking. Why bother with conventional banking during the hustle and bustle? Go branchless. It's our most convenient branch. Plus, our call center is ready to help you 7 days a week, including the evenings. Simplify your holiday season with CFirst and go branchless, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Putting the community first credit union.
We're back here at the Charger Dome where Sheridan trails by 30 here at the start of the fourth quarter of the Knoxville Panthers. Sheridan starts with the ball and showers with four fouls. And then she gets it out to the far wing to Blong. Blong puts up a long layup and it's rebounded back in by showers. Sarah Booth puts it up and in. So early points here for the Chargers in the fourth. Now Cunningham has it for Knoxville. She gets it out to the far wing. And they're slowing things down here out to number 12, Taylor Carter, who throws it all the way back to Cunningham. That might have been a shot. And they try and work it around, and Grismore almost gets a steal and scrambles for it. Thrown by Showers now, and Sheridan's got numbers. Showers goes up, puts it up, and gets fouled by number 20, Kerry Chambers. Well, that was one of the few fast breaks that Sheridan's got all day.
Yeah, like I said, Showers finally, she's back in the game, and just got very few touches. It's been one of those nights for her. She's just going to have to flush it and go get the next game. It's just been one of those nights.
Yeah, to put in perspective, usually Showers and Curran at the end of the game have more points than, well, about the same number of points that Sheridan has all together right now.
Yeah.
So
Knoxville, we got their starters back in right now, and they're up 28. It'll be interesting to see how long they keep them in.
Yeah, I think we're going to see the benches empty pretty soon, but Knoxville's played a lot of bench players already because of the system. Showers puts up the second free throw, and she makes it, so she goes 1-2. And Sheridan's now down 54-27 as Meredith Cunningham takes it up for Knoxville. Sheridan's playing his own. And, now they're in man-to-man. And Knoxville's got it out to the point here. Taylor Carter's out at the top of the key into Hawkshead. Hawkshead dribbles through and gets it into number 20 there, Chambers. Back out inside, and that's Cunningham who puts up a lefty layup, and it's missed, rebounded by, knocked out by Knoxville's Ricky Hall. Sheridan playing a little better defense here when the game flowed, because then Knoxville can't get those wide open layups.
Good to see the student section in the Christmas spirit tonight, Andy. We've got lots of Santa hats. There's a travel on Sheridan.
Yep, got the
Santa. It's always entertaining to see what the students are going to be up to every night, isn't it?
Yeah, they're in wide out the other day. They've always got those little copy plus faces of the players on them.
Well, we got a 30-second timeout here. Let's keep it here. We'll want to remind everybody Friday night, the Gambler.
Gambler Rogers
in concert in Bridgeview Center in the summer, 8 o'clock. KIIC is one of the sponsors of that. And Bill Gambler's gonna, he's not folded them yet. He's got some more to hold them, but he's still rolling, and he's gonna have some Christmas songs. Should be a good show. And then I believe I heard next Monday we're possibly having a commercial-free
broadcast day on KIC, and I think Piper's Candies, I believe, here in Sheridan is going to be hosting. I wanted to say 4 to 5 Monday, but they're going to have guests, the celebrity DJs that are getting an opportunity to share some Christmas memories and play some of their favorite Christmas songs, and so that should be a fun time also.
Oh, that's good, and sounds delicious as Knoxville gets the ball here, starts, well, after the timeout, and Sheridan gets a quick foul.
Did you just say sounds delicious?
Sounds delicious. Well, I was thinking Piper's Candy.
Oh, Piper's. Okay, now I got you. That makes sense.
Yeah. I was thinking of chocolate turtles. I haven't had in a while. Actually, playing by Sounds Delicious. Not Kenny Rogers. Not
Kenny would probably like some Pipers.
Yeah, I would. Did you ever see, I always like Will Sasso doing Kenny Rogers. Maybe even more than the real Kenny Rogers. But, Carrie Chambers gets it inside to Ricky Hall for Knoxville. She puts it up in the rebound by Showers, and Showers is going to just try and run the break. She gets past Cunningham, the point guard, and gets fouled. So, post player for Sharon just taking the Knoxville point guard. I think Cunningham was a little surprised that she did that. Went right in on her coast to coast and gets fouled.
The referees, 6 minutes left here in the game. They haven't quite swallowed their whistles yet, but I'm expecting them to let a little more contact go here pretty soon.
I'd say so. Is first free throw is up and good. And important thing to remember is that next year, this team's going to be in the South Central Conference.
Actually, they are this year, I believe, for basketball.
I think so.
I'll have to double check. Tell you what, we'll double check with Coach Millage. He's going to be Mr. Millage, the athletic director. We call him Coach.
I call him Coach.
He might be our guest at halftime in the boys' game. We'll double check with him. But I believe Knoxville actually is in the conference starting now, and then baseball is going to be another year, I believe.
All right.
But we'll double check on that, I'm pretty sure they are. Sheridan gets a turnover off from Knoxville and finds themselves down 54-29 with just under 6 minutes remaining. Charger Dome starting to fill up a little bit now in anticipation. The boys' game will be starting here shortly. Don't leave us. We're going to have all the action of the second game tonight, too.
Maria Blanc tries to take a baseline there, and she gets bumped, and the referee Dupar, they left a roll on that play. I always thought that Sheridan and Knoxville should be in the same conference. We're like 28 miles away. But
should be a good rivalry. But the only disadvantage right now is, and we've talked to Coach Ridge about this, too, is there's mixed seven teams in the conference now, and it makes it awfully hard to schedule when you have an odd number of teams in the conference. So we'll see how they work that out.
Luckily for Sheridan in basketball and baseball, we already played you in Knoxville a couple times, so at least you don't have to cut ties with any of your non-conference teams. So.
Yep, we've always had a game against Knoxville every year in baseball, and a lot of times they end up in our district, too.
Oh, that's true. As Knoxville puts it up, that's number 20, Carrie Chambers, as play starts here, and they got it right to Chambers, and she tried to go for a layup and lost control and went out of bounds. So it's 54-29 here at the Charger Dome. 5:22 left to play. Sheridan still got most of their starters out, as does Knoxville, so they're all on the court. Grismore is trying to beat the press here. Curran tried to set a pick for her, as far as Blanc did. Grismore trapped, gets it out to Showers, and it goes off Showers. Fingertips, Carrie Chambers gets the steal and puts it up and in. So 56-29 now in favor of Knoxville. Coach calls a timeout. That might be empty the bench.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break here, Andy. Let's take a time out. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Carpenters and builders love what they do, and they love having the right tool for the job. Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton is the hardware store with the power and hand tools your builder will appreciate as a gift. Mac has powered and cordless drills, saws, nail guns, and paint sprayers. And it may sound small, but a great tape measure is always appreciated. Fill a stocking, big or small, at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton.
Do you or a loved one need help staying safe in the bathroom? Hammer Medical Supply now offers a full line of home modification services, all designed to keep you safe in your bathroom. Available services include walk-in bathtubs and barrier-free showers, installation of grab bars, and even affordable bathtub cutouts. No matter what your bathing needs, we have options for you. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
All right, we are here back. Andy Kressinger here with Jake Schroeder, and Sharon gets the ball as Curran takes it to the far wing, gets it out to Allison Showers. She's taken threes before, did the other night against Albia, but she gets it to Grismore. Grismore drives in and puts up a layup. and it's tipped out. I thought that Knoxville didn't see their bench, but a lot of their main players are still in right now, although I guess they played like everybody today.
Good thing, Andy. All their starters are out, and they only have about maybe 11 girls on the bench, so they got the next five in.
I wouldn't be surprised if maybe 10 out of those 11 played in the first half as Sheridan goes up for a quick layup, I think, on Showers, and it's missed. And Jory Wallace, Sheridan definitely has all their starters in as Jory Wallace takes it to the wing, or at least most of them. Shane Nichols is going to run point guard here. Curran's on her. Curran's still playing pretty tight defense. Get it out to the far corner, and Joey Wallace is going to run baseline and throw it out of bounds off of the charger. Of course, she can't take showers out because she's a leading scorer, and she hasn't played that much as a foul. So
that's getting just an opportunity, I think, for Costanzi to build a little more confidence back in her just because she had such a rough game there.
And Curran just throws the inbound pass and takes it coast to coast, and she gets fouled and puts it up and in. So Curran's been playing really hard. She seems like she's been playing with a chip on her shoulder. Second half, she played extremely tight defense and pushed it down the floor as much as she could. So 56-31 now. Curran goes up to try and make it a three-point play. 4:18 left to go in the game. She puts the free throw up, and it is off, and rebounded by Showers there. Showers puts it back up in there. Sheridan gets 4 points out of that possession. It's 56-33 Knoxville here, 4:11 to go.
And so it's good for Showers. They just kind of get some action here and get a few buckets and hopefully go out on a little better note than the first three quarters, and that hopefully will help her have the confidence the next few games then.
Yeah, that's the big thing, is just kind of building confidence and trying to get past that first half to at least have some things to build on. Maybe I know Coach Miller used to get us together in a situation like this and give us a goal, beat them in the last 3 minutes or hold them to so many points. So
always working on something, always working to get better. Mm-hmm. 3:45 left. Knoxville up 56-33.
Number 26, Ruth goes out for Michaela Folkers. Knoxville stacks it up and gets it inside. Shot is blocked for the late whistle called on Emma Foose. Who's that for Knoxville? Number 32, Sierra Finley, the sophomore. Knoxville's really lives at the line. And layups, I don't remember. They've taken, like one or two three-pointers today. It's mostly it's been layups and free throws. So he's going to go to the line for two. First shot is up, and it's off back iron. 3:43 left to play here for these new Central, South Central Conference rivals. Knoxville leads 20 by 23 points after a really huge first quarter for them. Second free throw is up and off, and Showers gets the rebound. Now Curran, she's going to try and push it past Knoxville's defense. They get back, though, and Curran comes up and puts up a floater, and just off, rebounded by Foose. Caught Folkers away from that, and Curran now slows it down, top of the key, swings it out to Folkers, and out to Foose. Foose inside the three-point line, puts it up and in. So Sheridan's got a little run here. Well, too early, too late, but at least something to build on. There's number two, Shane Nichols, brings it up for Knoxville, and pushes it out to Jory Wall from the far wing. Back to Nichols at the top of the key. Dribbles it with the right hand and goes back out to Wallace. Focus on her. Wallace throws a full-court pass out there to Sierra Finley, a cross-court pass, I should say. And back to Wallace at the far wing. He might have walked there. No, they call a timeout. I think the Knoxville coach wants them to kind of set up a better offense and just
looks like a 30-second timeout to get another player in the game maybe here, Andy. So I think they're just going to take a real quick one to get her back out. Yeah. Cheerleaders leaders come out, get the crowd. Hopefully, the crowd's been pretty quiet here, not much to cheer about, and get them going again for the boys game. And once again, boys game, we'll be following this game. We'll have a little break in between, about a 10 or 15 minute break, and then it'll be Knoxville versus visiting Sheridan, and both teams are 2-2, and so it should be a good matchup. I know Sheridan talking to Coach Schooley. We'll talk about a little bit about the game before it gets going, but I know Coach Schooley is happy with some things, not happy with others, and we'll get into those a little later, but the team just needs to, they've got the talent, just needs to work on a few things and hopefully, you know, grow builds on this as the season goes and peaks at the right time. You never want to peak too early, so as a coach, it's always really difficult to keep pushing your kids and make sure you're peaking at the right time, which is at the end of the year going into tournament run.
That's true. Knoxville puts up a shot rebounded by Sheridan. There's a foul. Sharon got off to a very slow start against Albia the other night, which, you know, Sharon and Albia is a pretty big rivalry, and Paul Blue will say something about the end of the year South Central Conference standings. And usually Sharon and Albia, Centerville, Davis County usually off there, but they were down 16 or 17 points and came back and tied it up with Derek Lang's three with about 10 seconds left, and then almost won in regulation, but I think they kind of ran out of gas in overtime.
Yeah, Sheridan, that was one they really needed on their home court, so they're going to have to take care of business when they go to Albia later in the year. As you said, those two teams are going to have something to say about the conference championship.
Yeah, and
Centerville is going to be pretty solid again. Knoxville did beat Centerville. I'm not sure what Eddieville's got this year. I haven't heard a lot about them because they lost a couple of real good players. They lost Bambrick, who was their nice, great pitcher, also all-conference player in baseball, and he was their center. I think he's probably around 6'5", 6'6", at least, I'd say.
Eddieville's always got pretty good pitchers.
Yeah.
They went and played. I think Clark might have beat Eddieville the other night. I know there was a full slate of games the other day. And so I tried to keep up a little bit with them. But,
it'll be a three-way race between Albia, Sheridan, and Centerville, most likely. Although Knoxville's going to be tough, too. They're going to upset somebody and clip somebody.
Another free throw is up, and Miss Chalice gets the rebound, puts it back up, gets the rebound again, puts it back up, and is fouled. So Sheridan hasn't stopped playing. They're playing really hard, especially Chalice and Kearns and Kern and Focus there. Gritting their teeth and going in for those rebounds and trying to push up the ball there.
Referees are still refereeing, too.
Yeah. Oh, let's see if this sets the precedent for the boys' game as far as foul.
Got to do their job. And, yeah, I was talking to Coach Schooley, boys coach, a little bit about that, too, and he said there has been a lot more emphasis on the hand-checking and things this year, just like you've heard in the college game.
Yeah,
college there has been more fouls. It got to, for a while there with the only a 32-minute game as Showers put up second one. And then with that 32-minute boys' game, there just was very few guys that really ever got in real serious foul trouble.
Yeah.
Like you could just play about five guys the whole game.
Yeah,
you definitely have to move your feet a little more now.
I think news for sure is they have to work it inside too and the boys game. So the Huff for us is not so close up with a long three. That's number 14 Seth Vandenkamp. And she comes into the game and he checks and drains one. And so Curran takes back up for sure, and they throw out all the starters in here is Showers gets to the top of the key out to Folkert, brings it back to Curran. Curran dribbles over to the left hand, now gets it back out to Folkert and back to the top of the key to Showers, who dribbles in, and Knoxville forces her to get it back out. Now back out to Curran. Top of the key again. Far wing to Folkert, trying to work it inside. Curran posts up and a foul on Knoxville.
Knoxville coach is not happy about that. But, I think he'll sleep all right tonight.
Yeah,
they're up 31 right now. So
yeah, Curry might have got away with the all though, but I don't think that's going to make much of a difference in this game.
Coaches are never comfortable with the lead until the final clock ticks off, obviously. He's still coaching over there.
Curry's first free throw is up, and it is short. Good thing to say about Sharon today is they haven't given up. They've pushed it hard. They've been playing. They haven't had many heads down. Well, they've had heads down because they've been frustrated, but haven't given up. Still playing hard. So down 21 here. Curran is their second free throw, and now Knoxville is going to take it up. And Curran's playing really hard defense on the new Knoxville point guard. Back out to Vandenkamp, and she was thinking about putting up another three. Dribbles it in. Back out to number 32, Sierra Finley. Those left-hand crossover inside. Pass back out to Nichols, and Nichols puts up a two-pointer and is up and missed. Showers gets the rebound. So Showers is going to get it to Curran. Curran dribbles it across half court. At the top of the key, gets it right below us here, and back out to the top of the key. Showers for three, and Showers puts it up.
She's making up for lost time, isn't she? She's got in here. It seems like she's grabbing every rebound, and she's actually going to end up with a few points tonight, too. So
they took that three there. Referee said her foot was on the line. I don't know about that, but she, for a post player, she takes a lot of outside shots, and she's got a nice-looking shot. Knoxville now trying to work it in. They haven't really been pushing it and pressing it that much, but a player goes in. Sierra Finley drives the baseline with a left hand and gets fouled. And, they call a charge. Extended their arm, maybe, as Carly Arnold comes back in. She's going to take out, doesn't know yet, six. Sharon players standing out on the court right now. going to take out showers.
Showers like, who, me? I don't want to come out.
Yeah, I didn't call around. Okay, man, saw the book on showers. So she turned around like she didn't want to tell her she was coming out, but 41 seconds left. Turin takes it up and gets it out here to the close the swing and back to Alyssa Turin, who takes it at the top of the key. Back out here to number 32, Meredith Davis. Swings it back around to Turin. Turin goes in for two and throws it up and in. That's 21 seconds. And at this point, the Hannibal LaGrange University would be calling last point wins to make sure we come out with a moral victory here. So we always do that if we were down 20 or more as Knoxville tries to get it around. Number 14, Vandenkamp puts up another three-pointer, and now in short, rebound by Knoxville, though. And 4-1 second left. Knoxville's going to get one more shot, and it's blocked by Michaela Fulkes. So that's going to do it for today's game as Sheridan ends up falling by 17 points at the final score, 58-41.
Yeah, 58-41, Andy. Hey, thanks for helping me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good job, my man. That's Andy Trusting good on the mic tonight during the girls' game, getting his kind of some experience and getting his feet wet here. He's wanting to do some more broadcasting as goes on. Just graduated from Hannibal LaGrange. Hannibal LaGrange down Missouri. So
that's the Harvard of the Midwest.
The Harvard of the Midwest. Oh, really? Okay, that works. So Sheridan, 58-41, loses to Knoxville, and we will be getting set for the boys' game in just a few minutes. It'll be about 10 or 15 minutes. We'll get that rolling, and we'll take a break here in just a moment, come back, give you a little preview of the second game, and should be a good one. Like I said, both teams 2-2. Knoxville much improved on the season. Sheridan got some talent. Maybe haven't played up to their full potential yet, and I think they're going to come out with something to prove tonight. So we'll be right back with you in just a little bit here for the second half of the action tonight, Sheridan Charger Boys versus Knoxville Panthers. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to KIIC Thunder Country.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply, limited time offer, federally insured by the NCUA.